At 6:06, it is overcast, some light rain, 37 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 48. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The federal government replies to Oklahoma Insurance Commissioner John Doak's assertion that he does not have the authority to enforce the Affordable Care Act. Catherine Roberts this morning has the story.
Authorities at the U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, say they will be taking over enforcement of health insurance regulations under the Affordable Care Act in Oklahoma. Federal laws don't require states to enact the ACA's changes to the health insurance system, but they do require CMS to enforce the health care reform law when states, like Oklahoma, don't enact laws or take any other action to implement the Affordable Care Act's consumer protections. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
A Tulsa area dentist is under review for improper practices. The Tulsa Health Department and the Oklahoma State Board of Dentistry sent out a cryptic news release late yesterday announcing the investigation, but it did not name the dentist or give any information what led up to the action. On State Capitol Watch, some Oklahoma public employees are so underpaid that they qualify for food stamps. Mustang Representative Leslie Tuttle wants to change that.
1717 would provide a state bonus for workers that have not had a pay raise since 2006. $500 of that bonus would be found in their agency from efficiencies, $500 met by the legislature. And that's just kind of a tide you over thing because it's been a long time. We have a lot of state workers who are very undercompensated that are on food stamps.
Her measure has already cleared the House and is now moving through the state Senate. Governor Fallon has appointed 11 members to a committee she created to study a growing waiting list of Oklahomans seeking services for developmental disabilities. The governor appointed a blue ribbon panel to study the problems. She created the committee by executive order and announced its formation last month at the governor's conference on developmental disabilities at Norman. Oklahoma mayors and other city officials will be in Oklahoma City next week to observe Municipal Government Week.
Governor Fallon has set aside next week to recognize leaders of Oklahoma cities and towns. Officials at the Oklahoma Municipal League and the Mayor's Council of Oklahoma will host Municipal Government Day at the State Capitol Tuesday. More than 100 municipal officials, including some from Tulsa, are expected to attend. Officials will receive briefings on a variety of legislation, including efforts to give cities and towns more control over smoking ordinances. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
A dispute and a lack of funding has led to nearby fire departments taking over the duties of the Oakhurst Volunteer Fire Department, at least temporarily. Tulsa County Commissioner Karen Keith has been involved with talks between the chiefs of Oakhurst, Berryhill, Sepulpa, and Tulsa.
The Oakhurst Fire Department, in the meantime, has tried to reorganize, and we'll see how they do. They have an inherent issue in that they're so small that the funding stream is really not there to make it long-term viable.
Oakhurst doesn't want to disband completely, so discussions continue on what the future might be for the small department. Traffic at the Port of Catoosa down in February compared to the same month last year. It's nothing to be worried about, says the port's David Yarborough.
Our shipping totals are seasonal, and so we very often see fluctuations this time of year, but overall shipping totals are still up over average.
He says shipments of fertilizer as farmers prepare for the growing season, as well as crude oil, are keeping the port very busy. Our weather forecast, rain and thunderstorms this morning, then tapering off. Cloudy today, 48 for a high. Tonight, a slight chance of rain and cold, 37 for an overnight low. And then tomorrow, rain changing to snow overnight and a high of 41. Right now in Tulsa, it is overcast, light rain and 37. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.